This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. You've probably heard of the character of Sherlock Holmes, the famous fictional detective who's known for his eccentricity and his brilliance in observation and deduction. I've always been particularly struck by the way that Sherlock Holmes solved the crime described in the 1892 short story, The Adventure of Silver Blaze. This story is one of the 56 stories written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and one of his most popular. Now, spoiler alert, I'm going to give away one of the important clues that Sherlock Holmes discovers, so if you want to read the story yourself before listening to me talk about it, I'll post a link in the show notes. This story is about the disappearance of a famous racehorse called Silver Blaze, which is why the story has that title, and the apparent murder of his trainer. The story features one of Sherlock Holmes's most remarkable insights. Holmes is investigating the crime, and when a Scotland Yard detective asks him, "Is there any other point to which you would wish to draw my attention?" Holmes replies, "To the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime." The detective responds, "The dog did nothing in the nighttime." Holmes points out, "That was the curious incident. The dog didn't bark. Even though you'd expect a dog to bark while a horse was being stolen." So the fact that the dog didn't bark made Holmes conclude that the midnight thief was someone the dog knew well. I think often of this story and of the insight about the dog that doesn't bark. It reminds me that sometimes we have to look for what's not there, for what's missing, for what's absent, for what's going unsaid. And perhaps the most important phone call is one that we don't get. In particular, in everyday life, often we should be most grateful for the things that never happen at all. You get a medical report that comes back negative, or an incident at school blows over. I find it all too easy to forget to be grateful for the things that didn't happen. I try to remember to consider the dog that doesn't bark. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.